Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Tribes in Michigan oppose Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline replacement plan, arguing the environmental risks outweigh the benefits. The proposal to replace the 70-year-old pipeline faces a number of legal challenges. Elizabeth Arbuckle is the chairwoman of the Bad River Tribe in Wisconsin. She says even though the company's plan to reroute the pipeline skirts the tribe's trust land, the potential for environmental disaster remains.
We've been going around and around with Enbridge for well over 13 years, but you know they've been trespassing for 13 years. So we are opposed to their current reroute plan because it's still in our watershed, right? So basically the pipeline they propose hugs our reservation. And our reservation is full of water, full of waterways, full of streams that obviously don't recognize political boundaries like the deer and the other animals and the fish. They just follow the water paths. And so today we see them trying to hug into that area, which then could have huge ramifications if something goes wrong, or even during the reroute itself, some of the processes they want to put into place. That stuff is going to come, you know, upstream to us or downstream, but our water flows north to Lake Superior. So it's going to come right into our reservation. So those are things we are very, very concerned about.
In February, a judge cleared the last legal hurdle and the company began construction on the 12-mile bypass of the reservation. Further along the pipeline, tribes in Michigan oppose a plan to run it underwater in Lake Superior. Winona Singel is an associate professor of law at Michigan State University College of Law and associate director of the Indigenous Law and Policy Center. She is from the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians. She says the tribes connected to this region have strong environmental and cultural ties to the area the pipeline goes through.
All of the tribes that signed the Treaty of 1836 are Anishinaabe, Odawa, Ojibwe, and Potawatomi. And the Straits of Mackinac, where Line 5 crosses the straits from the upper to lower peninsula, is at the center of the Anishinaabe creation story. So that means it's a place that has a profound spiritual, cultural, and also an economic importance to all of the tribes. And certainly a spill could be absolutely devastating and disastrous for environmental consequence, for environmental purposes, but also in terms of the spiritual and cultural interests of the tribe. In addition to that, we have critical cultural resources that could be impacted by any kind of harm to either a tunnel or a spill of the existing Line 5. We have critical fishery resources, and whitefish is central to Anishinaabe diet and ceremony and economy. And that's all right. Whitefish has already been harmed due to climate change, and a possible oil spill would just make that devastation even worse.
The company and the state of Michigan argued over a procedural issue in front of the U.S. Supreme Court that will determine whether the state or the federal government ultimately has say over the pipeline's future. Melissa Kay is a Tribal Water Institute fellow at the Native American Rights Fund that is representing the Bay Mills Indian community. She says the project to replace the old pipeline merely perpetuates a major environmental risk.
In reality, this is an existing pipeline that's carrying a certain amount of oil. And the tunnel project, for example, that's just going to be continuing at the same capacity. And so there isn't something that's an emergency about continuing something that has existed. And really what ends up being at stake here for the tribes is that if the tunnel is permitted, the reality is that these replacements just further entrench the existence of a pipeline through incredibly important cultural and environmental locations. So that entrenchment just expands the lifetime of this pipeline and the risk, the existential risk of a catastrophe for places that sustain tribes' cultural practices, spiritual identity, and economic livelihoods. So in terms of thinking about that original question of balancing the concerns around environmental risk and energy costs, it's a broader conversation than that. There are other costs that have to be considered. And historically, the tribes' treaty rights and protection of the tribes' cultural practices has been completely left out of the conversation.
Enbridge maintains the pipeline is key to maintaining infrastructure crucial to international energy production, and that the federal government is the right entity to make decisions on the project's future. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.